DeAndre. Pick six.
Feller in the end zone.
To the house. Lining in a stack bubble.
Rock and roll.
After the trip to New England in September, and we found out that J.J. Watt was going to be gone for the year, we really thought the defensive line for the Texans was going to struggle. Not only was it not a struggle, the Texans' defensive line might have been one of the best assets this team had in 2016. It started with Big Daddy, Vince Wilfork, was great against the run and provided maybe one of the better plays all year when he forced an incompletion against Andrew Luck on fourth down in the 20-17 win at Indianapolis. But Vince definitely wasn't alone. DJ Reader, the rookie, made more plays as the year wore on, including a sack of Connor Cook in the playoff game. And then it was his goal line stop on third and one on LeGarrette Blount that kept the Patriots out of the end zone in the playoff game. How about Joel Heath, another rookie? A couple of sacks at Tennessee really came on at the end of the year, getting more and more playing time. Christian Covington, the second-year man out of Rice, chasing Tom Brady around Gillette Stadium. This defensive line was outstanding all season long. But there's somebody I feel like I'm missing. Who am I? Oh, that's right. Number 90, Jadeveon Clowney, started the year at defensive end. When he ended the year, I think he played every single spot up and down the defensive line. He made the Pro Bowl as a defensive end. He could have made it as an outside linebacker. But he's definitely going to make the all-freak team because he's amazing what he can do. Whether it was the interception against the Raiders, the strip sack of Andrew Luck, Jadeveon Clowney, and this defensive line going forward into 2017 with a healthy J.J. Watt, look out, folks.